Hello all, it is Liz Obeys, and I thought I would give the TUAQ, I'm just gonna call it the TUAQ, we can call it the TWAQ, that does not sound pleasing, I don't think we should call it the TWAQ, kinda sounds like twerk, no, anyway, so we're gonna do this. And, I'm about, almost a glass in of, some drink, some alcoholic drink. So, we're gonna try not to be too silly. I'm gonna try. But I guess maybe that's what will make this fun. I think I'm gonna do the first part and then do the second part. Or maybe I'll wait to do the second part tomorrow. We'll see. Okay. So, let's see. I haven't read over these yet, and I didn't write anything down. So, we're just gonna wing it. We're gonna wing this. Number one. Sorry. Number one on your erotic scale. Where does erotic audio rank when compared to other forms of adult entertainment, and why? I think I really like erotic audio. I think sometimes more than as to say like porn videos or I don't like pictures. That's not really. That doesn't really do anything for me. I mean, it's nice to see sometimes, but it doesn't, like, get me off or, you know. So, recently, since I started doing it, definitely audio has been probably top ranking. I don't even, like, watch porn anymore, except for, like, specific fetish stuff when I want to see things, if that makes any sense. But, it definitely is at the top, especially because, like, it seems like, you know, you can't find any videos of, like, Daddy Dom, little girl stuff, you can't find any videos of pet play, you can't, you know, it's really complicated to find those kind of things. So, obviously, you can get all that from audio. Okay, number two. How long did you lurk on GWA before you posted an audio file, and were you coaxed into posting your voice? How long did I lurk? Technically, I've been doing audios since August of last year, and, I didn't do it on GWA, I did it on another site, but, I think I lurked GWA for maybe like 3 or so months before I started to post things, maybe. Probably more like, yeah, 2 or 3. I wasn't coaxed into posting it. I just kind of decided that I would. Because, I mean, I'd been thinking about it for a while, but I was kind of nervous to branch out and, get into this side of it, and I'm fairly happy that I did. There's a lot more feedback here than there is in, certain other places. Let's see. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. We're gonna have a drink on that note. I'm not editing any of this out because what's the fun in that? There's no fun in that. Okay. Number three. Have you voiced about your deepest, darkest secret desires on GWA? And will you? I mean, most of my secret desires aren't really secret. Like, I think my deepest, darkest secret desires are probably, like, the Daddy Dom Little Girl, which is something that is fairly, you know, not deep, dark secret here. So, I think another one would be pegging. Kind of femdom-y stuff, but not necessarily femdom, if that makes any sense. I'm not very good at femdom at all. I don't think I've posted anything on here that's been femdom yet, so we'll see. Maybe. I don't know. Okay, number 4. Which GWA recording is your favorite, and which one of your own recordings do you like the most? Oh god, you can't make me pick a specific recording to be my favorite. I don't want to say, like, favorites per se. I think the ones I've enjoyed the most, or at least the people, are, obviously everyone's gonna nod their head and roll their eyes, but Trying You Out has been probably one of my favorites ever since I started lurking. And before that, it was, Libidinous, another eye roll coming from the crowd, if you've been here long enough. Another one of my favorites is, I think it's Kissing Your Clavicle. He is freaking awesome. he's a cool guy. I'd like to get to talk to him. He's cool. I don't have, I think, for specific recordings, I think of Trying You Out has been the Best Friend's Father recording, I think. That was a good one. And, typically I like just, like, FAP recordings in general. I definitely like the ones where a guy will use a Hitachi or a wand of some sort. Those are definitely, like, my favorite. I don't know why. It's just fun to hear a guy, like, lose complete control of, like, everything. It's just awesome. It's awesome. And I don't really listen to a lot of girls. I feel kind of bad because I do like all genders, and I don't really listen to girls a lot because I'm really picky with voices. So, I mean, don't judge me, please. Not that I don't love any of you. I just don't listen. but as far as one of my own recordings that I like the most, I'd say I'm pretty partially, you know, I'm pretty partial to my improv, which was, what was it, the, Suck You Off Your Daddy one, which that was my first improv, and I think I did really well. Like, I'm surprised I did that well, and I'm pretty shocked, because I actually was pretty proud of it. Like, I enjoyed it. So, I mean, it was fun to do. I need to just stop being so, like, self-conscious about that kind of stuff. And just do it. Okay, drink break. Maybe I should have, like, a time, like, every 5 questions, and I'll give myself a drink. No, that's too much work. Okay. What are we on? 5? Wow, we should probably get this going. I take forever to answer. Number 5. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? Examples: a man in a suit, a woman in a blah blah blah. Definitely a man in a suit as of recently, if it's well fitting. I don't know why. Just a man in a suit. It's like one of the most powerful things, and obviously the attitude comes with it, but it's just fucking hot. I don't know why. Just, it shows dominance. It shows power. I mean, who? I don't know what woman doesn't like a man in a suit, to be honest. I mean, if you don't, that's okay. I'm just saying. Man and woman. If you're a man, you don't like a man in a suit, that's okay. But it gives off a certain level of respect and power. You know, it's good if you like dominance, I think. And even if you don't, it's just a nice thing to see a man well-dressed. You know what I mean? For girls, I feel bad. I feel like I don't talk about girls enough. I feel really bad about it. I mean, girls look good in anything, to be honest. Women are very gorgeous, sexy creatures, and I mean, they can pull off a lot of stuff. I don't know. I mean, I think women look good in pretty much anything. We're just gonna leave it at that, I guess. Number 6. What do you wear to bed? Typically, I'll wear kind of like an oversized t-shirt and some shorts or just panties, typically, because I get really hot at night. Yeah, very rarely do I sleep naked unless I am with, if I have a significant other, if I'm with that significant other. my favorite shorts to wear are my Batman shorts. I like to feel like I'm cool. But we don't do any of the ones with the capes on the back. Those are stupid, in my opinion. They're stupid. And only Batman, because Batman is awesome. Okay, number 7. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? To be honest, I'm not really... I'm not really an in... out-of-bed person. Like, if I'm having sex, I tend to prefer it in the bed. But if it's not in the bed, then it's in some crazy place. Like, a park or, you know, something like that. I can't say I've ever actually had sex anywhere else inside of a house. I'd like kitchen. That'd be fun. But I haven't had the opportunity to do that. God. Yeah, I think that's the only place I've ever done it, like, in a house. Bathroom. I've done it in the bathroom, but that's not my favorite place. Probably in the bathtub. That would be fun. Although, I'm not really a big fan of water sex. It's uncomfortable. Okay. Number 8. Has food, such as whipped cream or chocolate, for example, come into play during sex? If so, do tell. I can't really say I've ever had sex that involves some sort of food. I like ice. Ice is fun to play with. I remember the time I was staying at my ex's at the time, and, we were just kind of fucking around. It was really hot, because he lives in the attic of his house, and, it was super fucking hot. It was, like, middle of summer, and there was no air conditioning up there. We had to have, like, 3 fans going at one time just to survive. And, he decided to pull some, ice cubes out from his little mini fridge thing. And we played with them. And you know, we did the typical running him across the skin and all that. And then he played with it down there, if you know what I mean. And he slipped one in, and oh, God. There's nothing better than feeling an ice cube down there. Let me tell you that. That is a fact, my friends. But I don't think I've ever done anything with actual food. I'd be willing to try it, though. That's definitely for sure. I've thought about it, but I haven't had the chance ever. Okay, drink time. Okay, number 9. After a night out, have you ever woken up in the morning next to someone you really didn't know? Do tell. I have not. First of all, I don't go out, and if I do, I don't drink when I'm out. Says the one drinking currently. But I just, you know, it's just something I really don't do, and I don't think I would have a one-night stand like that with someone I did not know. It's not really something I think I would ever do. Even if I was drunk, to be honest. So that was kind of an uneventful question, but just the truth. Okay, what number were we on? Number 9, 10, around 10. Number 10, ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? And if not, is it something you would ever do? I have not had anything past a twosome. would I? I would definitely probably do a threesome if it wasn't with a significant other. I'm not good at sharing people. As bad as it sounds, I am terrible at sharing people. So that's not going to happen with a significant other. I might do a foursome, maybe. I feel like any more would just be too much work. I'm a very lazy person. I don't like doing... That's a lot of work. We'll see. Who knows? I don't know. You gotta try new things. And if you don't try new things, then you're missing out on a lot of good things. Believe you me. Sometimes you just gotta YOLO. I said it. Just pretend it never happened. Okay. Number 11. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knot? It's kind of a two-way thing, I guess. I would probably rather be tied up most of the time. I haven't been before, but I would definitely like to. it's something I definitely want to try, but haven't got the chance to. But, on the other hand, I would like to definitely tie someone else up. I think it would be so fun. I think it's a power trip within me. That's like, just want a femdom. Sometimes it just happens. You just want to be in control of, you know, people. You know, how else can I put it? So I guess both, if that's the official answer. Mainly being tied up, but definitely would do both. Okay, number 12. When you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? Oh, God. This is a good question, actually. This is making me think. Hello. Okay. I definitely like, obviously, you know, just a guy or the person I'm with just saying, come for me. You know, like, I want you to come for me. Or, like, telling me to do it, like, come for me right now, you know what I mean? Also, what has been shown in the past has been that if you say daddy sometime within that, like, come for daddy or something, oh, It's over. We're done. it's done. It's yeah. So I mean, I don't think there's anything else besides those. I mean, there's certain things you could say, but like, I think those are the only two that are popping into my head right now. Yeah, I think that's it. Or actually, if it's during sex, if a guy says, "You want me to come inside of you too?" Or, you know, "Do you want me to come? Blah, 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 blah. I'm gonna come inside of you." That's a big one too, I think. Yeah. Drink time. Man, this drink is good. I mixed some apple, strawberry, banana juice with just some, pear vodka. Oh my god, it's so good. Just drink it. Just try it. Put some ice cubes in there. Just, it's good. It's so good. So good. I'm feeling it a little bit too, so I mean, not too bad, but I'm loose. I'm loosey-goosey. Okay, back to the questions. Number 13. Do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record number of orgasms in one day? Like, it depends on, like, multiple orgasms, if you mean, like, can keep going, or if you mean, like, more than one at the same time. Is that possible? I don't know. But I definitely, I make it a challenge to myself to, have this. I'll always try to beat my own score, with the number of orgasms in one day. I think, excuse me, the first time I tried was when I was dirty talking on the phone with my ex-girlfriend, a couple of years back. I think I hit 12 that night. And then another night, sometime last year, I made it up to 23, maybe? I think 23. And then a couple months ago, I think it was February, maybe. Yeah, it was February. I hit 30? Yeah, 30. 30 in one night, in one session. That was thanks to boyfriend at the time. I literally almost passed out after 30. I was done for. I was surprised I even made it to 30, to be honest. It was bad. But I don't know if I can try to beat my score one day. 30 is a lot. I don't think I can do more than 30 without passing out, to be honest. But I guess I can try. We'll try. Maybe. We'll see. Okay, number 14. Which fantasy do you wish could come true? I have a lot of fantasies that have not came true yet. I definitely would like to do the daddy-dom little girl thing, like, during sex. I think the closest I've ever gotten was just calling my ex daddy here and there one time, and then another time he called me princess while I was, sucking him off. So, that's the closest I've ever gotten. Actually, I have been wanting to do more kinkier, like, dirtier sex, like, really rough, and, sometime last year, I got to do something like that, because before then, my sex was so vanilla and boring. I mean, it was still good sex, don't get me wrong, I have become quite the kinky bitch. So, it was nice. We bought a ball gag, and, just, it was kind of almost rape play, but not rough enough. It was close to rape play. That's another fantasy I'd like to come true, like, actual hard rape play. Pet play, definitely. I have everything for it. I have the tail plug, I have the ears, okay, I don't have a collar. But I will. And I would like for that fantasy to definitely come true. I have a lot of stuff, like being tied up and, you know, there's a lot of things I would like to actually do, and I'm hoping I'll be able to. I really hope. Number 15. Have you and a lover made sex videos, and have you shared them with anyone else? Funny story incoming. We have me and my ex-boyfriend. One of them. I've only been with two guys and one girl. Three guys, actually. I take that back. Wait. Sex-wise, two guys and one girl. No. Didn't even have sex with her. Anyway. Long story short. Okay. Me and my ex-boyfriend, the one who did the ice thing, we did make some videos together, and, we put it up on a adult video site. I'm not gonna say what it was, not that you would know anyway. and I'm not gonna share these with anybody, because they're still out there. I told one of my friends about it, because we're really close, and, you know, we talk about weird shit all the time, so I figured, oh, hey, guess what, I have a sex tape, you know, yeah, whatever. So, he decides he wants to see it. So, I gave him the link. I was like, fine, you know what, you want to see it, you get what you asked for. So, I showed it to him, and, I mean, I didn't not say, don't show it to anyone else, but I thought that was kind of, you know, kind of an unsaid thing. Like, I showed it to you, please don't show it to anyone else. But he ended up showing it to two of our friends in common, one of them being a lesbian, and she probably watched it more than the other female friend who was there talking on the phone. And then one of my ex-doms saw it, because one of those said friends showed it to him. And I think that's all. Oh no, a couple people I've met doing audio stuff have seen them. Or it. There's only one. So, yeah. Quite a few people have seen it that I know. And I guess I can't say I'm not proud of it. I mean, I didn't want that many people to see it that I know. But, I mean, it doesn't really matter, I guess. As long as only people I trust have seen it, and not someone that I don't trust, or someone that's not supposed to see it. Okay. Number 16. Have you ever gotten so wet or so erect in public that you had to go find a private place? I think I have never gotten, like, so excited that I had to, like, stop myself, and I had to be like, I need to go somewhere else. The only time I've actually done anything in public where I've gotten wet was, a public story. Like, basically, me and said ex with the ice and the video, excuse me, we, went to a concert, and we got in the middle of the crowd, and we grinded on each other, and he fingered me in the middle of the crowd where everyone could see. I think that's the only time I've ever, you know, had anything kind of similar to that, I guess. But, yeah. number 17. Oh god, we're almost done, guys. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? Describe. Obviously the neck. The neck is a good place. For I think everybody, almost. If you bite it or kiss it, you know, it's just, it's fun. For me, it's also the ear. Oh god, whisper something in my ear and give it a kiss or a lick. Oh, it's on. It's on. Are there any other places? Recently, I've kind of been wanting to get, like, a foot rub. Maybe that kind of, does that kind of count? Because, I mean, I'm just going to put it this way. I myself don't have a foot fetish. I hate feet. Feet are gross. But if someone has a foot fetish and they like my feet and they want to do things to my feet, I am 1,000% okay with this. So I guess that's kind of, like, could be part of it. I'm sure if someone did those things to my feet, I would be quite pleased. But I think that's it. Number 18. How much does size of his cock, her tits, her pussy matter to you, and why? Size actually doesn't really matter to me all that much. I don't like it too big. I think, like, 7 or 8 inches is probably the most, if not way too much, because it just hurts if it's past, like, 7 inches. It's like, ow. that, or maybe I guess I just haven't been doing it right. I don't know. Whatever. I like a big head. If a guy has a big head on his cock, it's not only visually appealing, but it feels good, I found. As for tits, I'm not gonna hate. I'm not gonna, you know, be like, no, your tits are not good enough. Leave. All tits are good tits. But I myself prefer bigger tits. I have bigger tits myself, and I would like to play with some big tits, but all the girls I've been with, like, you know, dated or whatever, they've all had fairly small tits, and I'm talking, like, C or below, probably about, like, B or below is more, accurate, but I'm not gonna hate on them. All tits are good tits, I'm just saying, but I would like to play with a nice big pair of tits. And pussy, are we talking about the size of the pussy? Like, tight? Maybe? I mean, I don't care. You do your thing. Whatever works. A pussy's a good pussy, as long as it is well-maintained. And, you know, that's to be said about anything. So, there you go. The only girl I've ever done things with sexually was fucking tighter than Fort Knox. Let me tell you that. I had 2 fingers in, and I thought I was gonna lose my fucking fingers. So, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. You go. You do what you can do. You do what you want to do. Yeah. Number 19. What is your idea of good foreplay? I'm trying to get this going. Really, I'm like, 2 more questions, including this one. Good foreplay. It can be anything, really, depending on, you know, your relationship with a person, the kind of sex you want to have, I guess. Typically, it's more like, for me, I usually like to kiss and, you know, get really into it and make out and, sometimes some hair pulling, but I have found out that I do like, play wrestling and being a little bit rough if you're gonna have kind of rougher sex. Or if you just want to play around, like, biting and hair pulling and, you know, just wrestling and trying to pin one another down. It's really fun. It's one of the funnest things I've ever done. And it technically wasn't even foreplay because we didn't have sex afterwards. It was just really fun and hot. So, I mean, whatever you want to do. But that's what I like. I usually typically just like, you know, some good old making out or, you know. Yeah, or oral. Does oral count as foreplay? I like oral. Oral's good. Okay, last question, number 20. Have you ever roleplayed, and what is your favorite roleplay? Besides the rape play scenario, kind of, that one time, I don't think I have roleplayed. But I would definitely like to, like I said, the Daddy John Little Girl thing. I think that's considered a role play sometimes. yeah. I would really like to. I would definitely, I'd also do maybe like teacher student kind of, depending on the person. Yeah, it just really depends on the person. I'm not really into the office play stuff. It's not really my thing. I don't have an office job. I don't like any of that. I guess the man in the suit thing would go along with that, but I like the after work at home aspect of it. So, I mean, I'm okay with role play. Oh, yeah, and the pet play. Me being the kitty and having my master, and, you know, or maybe vice versa. Maybe I'll be the master and I'll have some nice cute guy or some nice cute girl be my little kitty. I think that'd be fun. Yeah. Okay, so that was the twok. I still can't say that, seriously. It's so bad sounding. Twok. Tuwok. Tuwok. No, twok. We're gonna call it twok. It's the most inappropriate, disgusting sounding word, but I like it, so we're gonna do it. From now on, these are the twok. Any more that I do will be the twok. And it's been almost 40 minutes, so I'm gonna leave with a toast. If you are drinking, if you're not drinking, invisible toast. I hope you have a good night, day, whatever time it is there. And I'm sorry I made you wait around this long listening to these. They're probably boring as shit. But I hope you had some fun, or learned some stuff about me, maybe. So yeah, toast. Cheers. I need to go to bed soon. This is really